On a winter's night in 1860, residents of the new state of Oregon might have spent a family evening at home much the way we do. Adults had chess and checkers and books to read, though many homes had few of those beyond the family Bible. Children had many classic toys, from balls and rag dolls to building blocks and marbles, tops and jacks and whirligigs. They might have whiled away winter evenings with a yo-yo or pick-up sticks, and if permitted, could play with the drum, whistle, and fife. Almost a century later, a Marion County man realized little boys adore playing at the work their fathers do and designed sand-cast models of lumber trucks he called the Timber Toter. Clay Steinke and wife Beth used a simple method of making the models, then had a Portland firm called Sturdy Built make dies for the metal forms. The All-American Toy Company of Salem gave way to big brand names. But in the 1990s, and again in the 21st century, it was rediscovered by dreamers who've recreated for collectors the toys that enchanted boys in your grandfather's day.